Hey everyone, this is your host Steve. Just wanting to apologize for a slight technical hiccup that happened at the beginning of our sh at the beginning of the recording of our show this week. It was my fault. On my recording machine, there was some audio left streaming from another from a commercial actually, and it got recorded over about 8 minutes of our conversation in the beginning of the podcast. So you missed out on a pretty good section of discussion. And instead of going back and recording everything, that just wasn't possible with the time frame that we have. I'm just going to scrap it, and we're going to pick up where I actually had some good audio. So we were talking about a topic about Nintendo, and you missed some pretty good stuff that maybe someday we'll revisit. But as of right now, we're just going to act like it never happened, and hopefully I will never let this happen again, and I've learned from that mistake. So hope you enjoy Episode 8 of the Six Gamers Podcast. Thanks. Right. So the whole Nintendo Direct thing where they announced their new amiibos, see, my thing was they did it on April 1st, right? So automatically I'm
Close,
like,
yes.
okay, I'm not even going to believe anything that's coming from this press conference. So I didn't
Right.
even look at it.
They
So
don't.
Devin,
Nintendo doesn't know how to joke.
well, I guess that's true, but if you put it on that day, I mean, who takes anything on the internet serious on April 1st? I don't.
I don't.
I thought Amazon Buzz was a legit thing.
You know, it could be, and it should be, because I want to
It
push a
should be.
button to replenish my laundry detergent.
That came out
That'd
before
be
April
pretty awesome.
1st.
Well, it was on the 1st, but then turns out wasn't that part of their April Fool's joke?
I don't think. No, I thought it came out the night before.
Well, I think
Because
it might.
the April Fool's was that they changed their website back to like 90s website.
I didn't see that. I thought the buzz was part of the April Fool's joke. It was so close to
No.
April Fool's that I was like, I don't think I'm going to trust this, but.
Now, I got an email about it from them because I'm for my Prime membership.
Maybe they
To me,
just
that just
emailed the
seems
April
too
Fool's
risky
joke.
with children.
But you,
Yeah, this is true.
keep pushing this button, and we'll send you stuff.
But they said on there if you push the button, like it doesn't, like you can push it 20 times in a day, it's not going to register another button push until the delivery has been confirmed. But I don't know if it's true or not because you know it's so close to April 1st. I'm like, eh, just going to turn off the internet for today. So I don't know.
Yeah.
Who knows?
I did like that they were saying you can vote on the next character for Super Smash Bros.
Who'd you vote for?
Goku.
Phil Spencer did tweet today. He's like, he thought it'd be cool if Banjo was in Super
Kazooie?
Smash Bros. Yeah. He's like, I have no problem working with Nintendo and letting them put it in their game.
But of course, Nintendo's gonna be like, no, I don't think so. We'll stick with, we'll put another Pokemon in there. They have 7,000 to choose from, so.
True.
But who knows? I didn't vote because I didn't even watch their press conference on April 1st, so I didn't even know that was a thing. But what we did know was a thing that was kind of interesting was the new Halo 5 Hunt the Truth trailers that we got this week. Well, I guess we got them last week, but we haven't had a podcast since then. So we got the two trailers, one from Agent Locke's perspective and then one from Master Chief's perspective. And I thought those were kind of interesting. The first one from Agent Locke was pretty depressing, just because you're
Yeah, it
like, well,
was.
I really hope they don't go this direction with
Yeah.
Agent Locke.
I think they're trying to feel it out.
You think they're trying to test the waters of their fan base and see which one makes them more angry, and then they'll go with that one?
Yeah. I think so.
I don't think
That's
they're
just.
doing that. So much was pre-planned already.
So what's the breakdown, Devin? Why do you think they gave us the two different videos?
I think they're just trying to make it more dramatic, and they're supposed to, like in all their interviews, they're saying, this is going to be the biggest Halo game. It's going to be huge, as far as the scale and scope of the game, it's going to be bigger than anything they've ever made. So I think that they'll have a lot of people are speculating that it'll be like the Telltale games, where it's the same story told from two different perspectives. You know, but they're on the same same wavelength that we're of what we were talking about before of the lock trailer is what he reports in, you know, but what really happened is the Chiefs trailer.
Yeah, they'll be releasing more information every week. Mike, did you get to watch those two trailers?
I did, and I even followed a couple internet links, and I found some stuff saying that the next game was going to be kind of like an augmented reality type thing. I mean, it was a pretty short info, but the way I read it, it just made it seem like they were putting out another game without giving more content, so as not to muck it up. But then give us something more to play in, just with like a different, like you say, the different points of view from the different characters. So kind of like an augmented reality type thing.
Like an alternate.
Alternate, yeah, not augmented, but alternate.
So I'm gonna guess. Go ahead, Justin.
Oh, I'm sorry. Are you guys thinking that maybe it's gonna be like we have two campaigns to play through, and then once you beat both campaigns, it's gonna continue and kind of come together, or you just think it's gonna be like the alternate type of universe where it's coming from Agent Locke?
I'm gonna
guess.
You know,
it might make sense that they give you both, maybe. You know, play as this kind of thing, you know, and make us think that we're getting double the content. You know, and it might be a nice direction to take it, you know, but I'm not entirely sure. I think we have to do some more hunting.
I see what you did there. I'm going to guess that the campaign is going to be laid out kind of like Halo 2 was. You're going to play one mission as the Chief. Then you're going to go to Agent Locke. Then you're going to go as the Chief. Then you're going to go to Agent Locke. And eventually they're going to merge. However, I was reading something that was kind of interesting because I forget what the books are called now that take place after Halo 4. There's a graphic novel where the Chief teams back. Yeah, so Escalation. The Chief is teamed up with Kelly, Linda, and is it Fred? I think it is.
Yeah, it's his blue team and they go on missions. Yep.
So I think I would really like it if Halo 5 was kind of more squad based. So if you're playing as the Chief, I don't know how they're going to do this or even if they're going to, but you're going to have those other three Spartans playing with you. And even when you're playing as Agent Locke, maybe he has a couple other Spartan 4s with him. So it's kind of, you know, kind of similar like Gears of War. You had your other teammates there with you and they were calling out things, asking for help or whatever. And I think that would be nice. And it would also transition really well into co-op multiplayer. So your characters are actually there when your friends aren't playing, and they're there when they are playing. So I think that would be kind of a cool way to take that. But
I think both squads have four players, right? So blue team is four Spartan 2s, and then Locke's team is four Spartan 4s, including those from Buck's team. So he's got Buck plus I forget the other guy's name, and then that chick from Nightfall who became his. No, she wasn't in Nightfall.
Nightfall. You mean the terrible TV show they put out?
Yeah, the other chick from the different army.
Yeah.
And so I don't remember they're going to be all those Spartan 4s are on their team that are hunting for the truth, or you know, or hunting for the Chief, and the Chief's team is blue team, which will smoke any Spartan 4s while they're sleeping. So
they're going to need a bigger team.
Yeah. Four Spartan 2s, you know, they're going to need a platoon of Spartan 4s.
Agreed.
Seriously.
Tim, did you get a chance to watch those two videos?
I did not. I was involved with program stuff. I worked a couple of long days this week, so I was...
You're letting real life get in the way of your gaming, I see.
Yeah, kind of had to this week.
It's understandable. So a couple, unless we have anything else to say on Halo, other than, you know, we'll get more information this Sunday, hopefully. I don't know if we'll get any more video clips, but I'm sure we'll get something from the journalist talking about the Chief and how the Chief is a traitor. But I don't know if you guys saw that Star Wars Battlefront, their trailer will be released online on the 17th of this month. So we'll get some Star Wars news from them, which is kind of exciting. Now, I haven't played...
excited for that.
I have not played any of the other Star Wars Battlefront games. Have you guys played the other ones?
I have. They're really awesome. I liked them. I'm excited for this one.
Yeah, it should be pretty cool. I'm excited to play it. Anything Star Wars is pretty exciting and pretty fun to play. So, but it's DICE, so I don't know if I should trust anything made by DICE. But I'm going to give it a go. And then the other piece of news that we got, so Quantum Break, which is an Xbox One exclusive, is being pushed back to 2016. So I kind of wanted to get your guys' idea on this, because last podcast we talked about The Legend of Zelda getting pushed back, and I was pretty hard on them pushing it back and not giving us and not showing anything at E3. So do you guys think that this is the same kind of situation for Microsoft to push back Quantum Break, or is it a little bit different for them?
I think it's completely different, because from what they announced, you know, it's basically it's like they have so much that's coming out at the end of the year. You know, we all knew something was eventually going to have to get pushed back because they had too many games to come out. And, you know, it's a new IP, so they want to give it time to be perfect for when it comes out. So I don't really have a problem with that. But and I'm pretty sure they're still going to show it at E3. You know, so not like Nintendo and not show it for some reason. But I think they just chose one of their games. You know, they're definitely not moving Halo, so that wasn't going anywhere. Forza's not going anywhere. And Tomb Raider's not going anywhere, so there's like, plus whatever else they got coming on board, you know, because they're supposed to reveal a whole bunch more stuff, and games that haven't even been announced yet, you know, at E3, according to some of the recent stuff. So.
So I kind of had the same thought, because I just didn't want to be like bash on Nintendo then not, you know, do it to Microsoft, but I do think it's different, especially because it's a new IP. If it was like Halo and they pushed it back, I mean, then that would Microsoft would catch flack for that, you know, because that's one of their giant IPs. But this being new, and I think it gives time for the publisher to do some more polish on the game, which is always pretty welcome. So, it's like it sucks that it's getting pushed back, but also it could be a lot worse if it was a different game, and if it gives them more opportunity to, you know, put some more polish or even more features in it. I say go for it.
I was wondering if they were going to push, if they pushed it back so they can upgrade their engine to work with DirectX 12. So that way they can do a lot of stuff with it.
Yeah, that's very possible. Tim, you were going to say something?
But I think that's one of the things that they're going to do. I mean, because Phil already said, so Fable Legends is going to show, it's going to be the first game with DirectX 12, right? Yep. So obviously that's coming out sometime late summer, early fall, and you know, so, and I don't know if Halo's gonna be, if they're using DirectX 12 in their engine, you know, I don't know. I do think that they're still gonna have another beta, you know, I think because it's in October, gives them plenty of time to do another multiplayer beta. So I say they announced that at either E3 or Gamescom, which happens after E3, I believe.
Yeah, I think it's after, like, a month after. I could be wrong.
I'm guessing they're going to have a beta in August. And, you know, so that way it goes for a couple weeks in August. And then they have all of September to implement everything. Like, this beta will be all about stress testing, you know, their servers and making sure it works so that when it launches, you know, I mean, they can't have another Master Chief Collection.
Nope, they cannot.
Just can't. I mean, they have no room to stand, so it has to be perfect when it launches this time. So.
And hopefully it'll be a little bit easier for them since it is only one game instead of, you know, them trying to figure out four different games and their launches. Yeah. So.
Yep.
And I have been getting more surveys from Microsoft asking about Halo. This week they were asking, you know, people's favorite playlists because they want to get the playlist selection right. They want to know what people want to play more, so hopefully they're going to take that into consideration, and they're not going to put in the things that people hardly ever play. So they give us, you know, the playlist we want, big team battle, SWAT, snipers, Slayer, and hopefully they give
Shoddy
those
snipers.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because they know
keep sending me ones for Evolve.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Because you're the only one that's played it.
Oh, ouch. Shots fired, Tim. And Evolve actually did get some free DLC this week. They got four new characters, new map, and a new monster. Has anyone been playing the Evolve at all?
I thought it was had to be paid for.
No, I'm pretty sure it was free.
Yeah, I thought it was free.
I don't know.
No one's playing Evolve, apparently.
No, we've played it. It's
all right. I think the problem is they just came out at the wrong time, you know.
I guess if it was more fun, we'd be playing it, right?
I just don't understand the 4 or 5 players, you know. It's like you can 5-player games, but you can't play with all 5 people, you know. And
yeah, that was kind of...
The 4-player only just doesn't really work very good for us, so...
Do they even have, like, custom lobbies where you can set it up to where 4 people can be hunters and someone
yeah,
on your...
Yeah, you can do a custom game.
But what's the point if you don't get all the experience you normally would from playing the actual game? Because I think that's one of the big things. There's no incentive to play, you know, the custom game because, you know, there's no progression. Cool, and that's the news, unless you guys got anything else you heard about or wanted to throw out there.
Nah, just as far as gaming... Microsoft came out with a new Surface, competing against the iPad.
Yep.
Right.
Yeah, runs a full Office suite.
So it's just a regular Surface instead of Surface Pro.
Correct.
And it starts at $500?
Yeah, $500 running an Intel Atom Core that's supposed to be pretty smoking hot.
Wow. I don't know what the Atom Core compares to. What's the comparison to the Atom Core?
I haven't looked at it in forever. It's supposed to be...
It's similar to the Apple processor.
Okay.
Yeah. But it runs a whole suite of Microsoft and Office. And
well, that's
it's
cool.
It's got a USB port.
Well, it's about it's time.
It's a USB port and a micro USB port for charging. You can use your same phone charger to charge the Surface as you do your phone.
Very
and
cool.
You can still use the pin.
Yeah,
I'll call up my people at Microsoft and I'll have them send us 6 of them so we can try them out. And we'll do a review. Yeah. I'll get on that.
That's okay. I already bought a Pro.
I would like to get a Pro eventually someday in the future.
Yeah. It's nice. I like it.
Just gonna wait for the Pro 4.
pretty soon you'll be able to stream games on it.
Well, that's what I'm waiting for, a Windows 10, because the only reason I waited and I got this now instead of waiting for the Pro 4 is because Microsoft still hasn't announced whether or not they're going to use the Haswell or the Broadwell chip. And a lot of speculation is they're going to use the Broadwell because they want to come out with the Pro 4 this year. And Intel's saying they don't know if they'll be ready with the Haswell chip until maybe 2016. So Microsoft is like, the Pro 4 will probably have the Broadwell chip. And if it uses the Broadwell chip, it's a little slower than the current i5 and i7. But it's only 13 watt instead of a 36 watt. So it runs cooler, which is, you got to give or take there. You know? Which will mean it runs less power, so it'll have a longer battery life.
Right on.
All right, so real quick, because I forgot, are you guys going to pick up the 2 free games for Xbox Gold this month?
Yeah.
Isn't Gears on there? Yep.
Gears for the 360.
We've got
Pool Nation FX, and this is a serious question for you guys. Have you ever played a pool game, like seriously, like on any other than like actual real pool?
I tried it on the 360 before when they had demos of it. But other than that, I haven't ever really played it. I don't know. I mean, it looks pretty cool. It's got photorealistic graphics.
Yeah, I mean, it looks like a pool
super
game.
Super good
but
physics. So.
What about Child of Light? Who's picked up Child of Light?
Oh, I have. That's a good game. turn-based RPG style.
It's a what?
It's a turn-based RPG?
Yeah.
Is it really?
Are you sure? It's a side-scrolling game.
Oh, it's a side-scrolling game, but once you get in a fight, it's a turn-based RPG. I've had it for a while now.
Interesting.
Also, you paid for it.
Well, yeah, I paid like $5.
Sucka! Mike, did you pick it up?
I have, but I haven't played yet.
Yeah, I just thought it was a side-scroller. I let my kids mess around with it. I had no idea that it was turn-based. I guess we'll have to check it out. Justin says it's good.
Yeah, it's a good game. It's pretty good.
All right, if that's all, that's all for the news, then I think we'll jump into... Paige has the quiz for us this week.
I sure do. You guys ready? Who's going to beat Steven this week?
Probably no one, unless you just made it all Naruto questions.
I didn't. I thought about that, too.
Yeah, Naruto's son's named Burrito.
That's a pretty awful
Burrito.
Name.
Burrito. I thought it was...
No, it's Boruto. No, so they haven't decided for the American name. It'll probably be Bolt, but it's spelled Boruto.
Burrito.
Well, not Burrito. Boruto. But the pronunciation isn't as hard.
Like Naruto, but Boruto.
Yeah. Naruto with a B.
Whatever.
Yeah.
All right. You ready for quiz? Quiz time.
How many questions? All right.
I got 11.
Oh, okay. I only have to answer 6 of them then.
Yep. All right, here we go. Kind of all over on this one. Couple Borderlands questions too, so. I know. Good luck. All right, first question. All right, on The Legend of Zelda, A Link to the Past, what does Zora give you and what
Steven
does it
flippers,
do?
Steven flippers, and they let you swim.
Good he job. Didn't say your name, so you don't get
I said Steven.
He didn't say Steven. Steven.
But
Steven
you weren't called
he
on.
Said Steven, but you weren't called on. And you
but you weren't
answer.
Called on.
Well, who else was he going to call on?
Automatically disqualified from the
I'm going to give it to Steven. I'm going to give it to him anyways.
Thanks, Justin. Paige.
You're welcome. Yeah, get the right page. All right. Along with that question, the Zora flippers cost how many rubies to purchase?
Justin.
Yes, Justin.
500.
Steven.
Correct.
Oh.
No, it's 500. Good job, Justin.
Nice.
Thank you. I thought I said my name before his. All right.
Well, you gotta say it louder.
No.
He had a louder voice. All right. Question number 3. At the time of Borderlands 2, how many sirens can exist?
Scary.
Given... Wait, what?
Steven.
Who said Gary?
Who's Gary?
Gary Gooney.
Gary Gooney.
Gary Gooney.
I heard Steven over Gary.
Only one siren can
How could
exist.
You hear Steven over Gary?
No, that is incorrect.
Devin.
What? Devin.
2.
Nope. You
want to
finish the question?
Justin.
All right,
I
Justin.
I don't want you to finish the question.
3.
Nope.
What?
Steven?
Let me read the question. Let me finish it.
Read the question.
At the time of Borderlands 2, how many sirens can exist at any given time according to Handsome Jack?
Oh, my gosh.
Can I guess again?
Mike.
No. Mike.
5.
Close, but no. Tim, you're the one who's
Well, I'll take a guess. Tim. Tim.
Go
I'm
ahead.
I'm going to say 6.
That is correct. Only
Handsome
6
Jack's
sirens can exist, according to Handsome Jack. Of course he's a liar. He's a bad guy.
Okay.
But we'll go with what he says.
I'd like to know where the other 3 sirens are.
That's a good question because
we'll find that out in later games, okay?
The next question. Be quick on your feet on this one, Justin.
Okay.
What are the names of the 3 known sirens in Borderlands 2?
Justin.
Steven.
Justin.
Justin.
Justin. Justin. Maya.
Are the 3?
Lilith. And.
Fail.
Angel.
Correct.
What about the other 3?
We do not know
disclosed
them.
Closed yet.
Yes. It's a mystery.
Angel dies, so she doesn't count.
Spoiler alert.
People are like, who's Angel? Find out later. Spoiler alert, he's the daughter of Jack. All right. Question number 5. In the Halo... Ooh. In Halo, the Combat Evolved Anniversary Edition, what is the name of the skull that gives you unlimited ammo?
I thought it was going to be something different. Fair. I'm going to go with Bullet Hose.
Nope.
Devin,
that's pretty good.
Devin?
It's the Bandana Skull.
That is correct, Devin. Good job.
I say if you say your name and then you get it wrong, you should lose a point.
Yeah, that's a good idea. Next week.
We'll change the rules for next week.
All right. Number 6. What type of instrument is used to warp in Super Mario Bros. 3?
Steven. Flute.
The flute. Yes. And some people call it something else, though.
What did they call it?
It's a whistle.
The ocarina.
The whistle. The warp whistle.
It's not a flute. It's called a
There's
whistle.
Holes in it.
It's a difference.
It looks like a flute, but that is not what flute. It's mentioned on the game. It says whistle.
It's a flute.
I always called it a flute, too, when I was a kid.
Yeah. There you go.
I called it it said in the game, a whistle.
You didn't even play that game when you were a kid.
It looks like Mario a Fig Newton to me.
Who hasn't played Super Mario Bros. 3? Come on. Everybody was sucked
like a Fig Newton.
I bet Tim hasn't played it.
We were all sucked into the propaganda of the wizard. Come on.
That movie is based off my life.
Yes, I know. Are you the wizard or are you
It's loosely based off my life.
I'm the brother.
I'm the wizard. You're my brother.
Yeah.
All right.
And sometimes men, they just have to wear the stretchy pants.
Yeah.
Sometimes you wear stretchy pants in your room. It's for fun.
In my recreational course. All right, number 7. What was the name of the third-party modem hardware that let you play multiplayer games online for Sega Genesis and Super NES?
Oh, we've talked about this before.
Anybody know that?
We have had discussions on this.
We did have this discussion, so you should know this one because it was.
Steven.
Yes.
I'm going to call it the Modem Boy.
Nope.
Crap, why can't I even remember this?
Multiplayer games online for Super NES.
Yeah, because you were playing Mario Kart.
Yes, I was.
Didn't it plug into the cartridge slot and then you put the game into it?
That was the Game Genie.
That was going to be another question of mine, but I didn't go with that one. I went with this one instead.
All right.
I think you still plugged it in, though. Game on
Justin.
Top. You looked it up, didn't you, Justin? All right, go ahead, Justin. What is it?
Multi-tap?
A what?
Multi-tap?
No.
What?
You're making stuff up now.
Wikipedia, you lie.
So Justin is officially cheating.
You trusted a document that can be edited by anyone?
Yeah.
Devin quickly edited.
I really didn't think it was. That's what the multi-tap. I'm thinking of there was something that allowed
yeah, you could plug more controllers into the SNES.
Yeah.
That's not the modem.
Yeah, you played Bomberman.
Did you know it cost like $1 a game? Expensive.
What?
So what is it? What is it, Paige?
What are the guesses? The answer is the X-Band. X-Band is the answer.
Sounds like a workout item.
Yeah. Well, that's what it is. Worked out. Worked out where you lost money and they gained a lot. All right. Question number 8. What year was Halo 2 released?
Steven? 2005?
Close, but no.
Devin.
Mike.
Devin.
2003?
Nope.
Justin.
Justin.
Mike was next.
Oh, yeah. Mike.
Wasn't I on deck?
Yep. Yes, 2004. That is correct.
Yay! Booyah, that was the 10-point question, right?
No, the 10-point question or 100-point question is number 11.
Oh,
we're not there yet. It's a 100. It's a 1,000-point question. All right. Number 9. What is the name of Link's horse in Ocarina of Time? Steven.
Epona?
Correct.
Well, I always called him horse, so that's what counts.
Come here, horse.
If we're not going to call it by the name of the game.
I see what you did there.
It looks like a horse, so it must be a horse.
Looks like a horse, smells like a horse. Let's call a horse, right?
Horse is horse, of course, of course.
I always called him Rusty.
So I'm gonna say Super Mario 3, whenever you played the flute, it actually had multiple tones. Whistles have one tone.
Oh, baloney.
Baloney. Just saying. Just false. Saying. No.
False. Black bear. False.
Oh. Bears beats.
Battlestar Galactica.
What?
Oh, man.
What type of bear is best?
Well, that depends.
Anyway. Like a flute can have multiple, or a whistle can have multiple tones. A whistle is just something you blow air through.
Name a whistle that has multiple tones.
The whistle that you blow on Super Mario Brothers 3.
Don't hate him because he's Japanese, Steven, all right? We can do.
Sometimes I do.
Sometimes. That's rough, bro. Okay. All right, question number 10. All right. Frank West is the main character for what? Post-apocalyptic.
Justin.
Yes, Justin.
Dead Rising.
Yep. Correct.
One or two?
One.
And two.
Both of them?
He appeared in two.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
He was in the Case Zero, wasn't he?
Yeah.
Case West. Guy. Case West. Case West.
He's a multiplayer person or whatever.
There you go. All right. Last question. Number 11 for a bajillion points. All right. This is a two-part question.
Oh.
Okay. It's a Borderlands question.
Oh, seriously? You pick a Borderlands?
Yeah. Well, maybe you should pick a Borderlands.
Maybe
you can still look
I
this
won't.
Up online.
I'm not going to look up it online.
All right. Well, you lost then.
Okay.
All right. Number 11. How many playable Vault Hunters are there in the Borderlands series
Tim.
For Borderlands 1, 2, 3, sequel? Go, Tim.
Six. Steven.
That is incorrect.
No. Just
we're talking about Borderlands 1, 2, and the prequel. How many Vault Hunters are there?
Damn
and
eight.
Name all of them.
Oh, Steven. What the crap?
Hey, that's worth a bajillion points.
So there's right, eight of them.
No, there's not
no.
eight.
There's not eight?
Nope.
There's more than eight.
He Justin, said, how many?
Tim.
Let's find out how many there are first. Tim.
Ten.
Nope.
Justin. No, there's 16.
Correct, 16.
There you go.
16?
Borderlands 4.
Four per game?
Borderlands, the first
no,
one.
No, they have
four.
DLC
what
characters.
Are the first
that's
four?
Right, that's
I'll,
right.
I'll do the no. I'll do the first one. The four. The first one is Mordecai.
Mm-hmm.
Jibba to die to die.
That was a great movie, by the way.
Roland.
Mordecai?
I loved it. From beginning to end, had me laughing.
Hey, you're interrupting Justin.
And then the second one.
Did you say the fourth character in the first one?
Yeah, you got Brick,
you said
Roland.
Brick. Okay.
Yeah, Brick,
yeah.
Roland, Lilith, Mordecai. And then the second
okay.
one.
Spoiler
you got...
alert, he dies.
Thanks for ruining it for the rest of us.
Got...
Are you talking about Borderlands 2 or prequel?
Yeah, I got Borderlands 2.
Okay,
yes.
Borderlands 2. There are six.
Paige.
What are they?
You got Paige, Krieg.
It's not Paige, it's Gage.
you missed the point. You missed
I am
the question.
Not in Borderlands 2 character. It's Gage.
Screen
go
fuzzy.
Ahead.
And then you
Gage.
Got Axton, Zero.
What's that?
Salvador.
Legend, dude?
Maya.
Mm-hmm.
And then the pre-sequel, you've got Jax Decoy, the Baroness. Aurelia, or whatever, however you say her name.
Mm-hmm.
Lady Hallowell.
Hammerlock. You have Wilhelm.
Mm-hmm. Three more.
And then Athena.
Claptrap.
Uh-huh.
And
Claptrap.
Then the Claptrap. And oh, who's the last one? The one that
she's the lawbringer.
If you don't get Nisha. It, you lose the whole question.
Nisha the lawbringer. Nisha, yeah. Nisha.
Good job, Justin. Bajillion points for Justin.
That's a lot.
All right, let me look at here. Justin's got 1, 2, 3, 4.
I think Justin won.
Yeah, I think he's got the most. Good job, Justin. True. You're a winner.
Hey. 4 wins.
Much Borderlands.
This week's quiz brought to you by Borderlands.
This is Steven's weakness, so every week we're going to have Borderlands questions.
I will know nothing of these Borderlands questions.
Yeah. Oh.
Well, thanks for the quiz page. Congratulations, yep. Justin, on winning. Your Borderlands knowledge is best. Devin, Tim, indeed. I'm disappointed in you guys that you didn't get those.
I know.
I'm trying to concentrate on playing a game at the same time. So.
Excuses.
Use your whistle. You have a whistle.
That's what you get for not letting the answers go, you know? Letting the questions be read completely, too.
Well, that's... A lot of times you got to jump ahead because I assume that you guys will know these also. So,
yeah. Well, that's what
you
I
know.
Do.
What assuming does, right?
No. What does it do?
Please sell elaborate. It out. You figured it out.
Assume. I got nothing.
It's true.
Okay. So this week in gaming. So what have you guys been up to? I'm going to go down this list in order of people that completed it. So, Devin, what have you been doing this week? In the video gamings and other gamings and things.
So I finished Fast and Furious Horizon 2 expansion. That was pretty awesome. I just have one achievement left. I got to get a combo score of like 50,000, but I got everything else.
Very cool. What was your favorite car?
I don't know, because you have to switch all the time. So I mean, I drove a lot of them. I did get a Lambo from the Forza Hub, and I've been using that a lot.
Very cool. Did you have trouble with the CUDA like I have been? Because that thing's got so much torque that it just peels out on you all over the place?
No, my stuff does it all the time. I just hold the trigger all the way down. Straight
Me
down.
Too. I realize it's like you're not supposed to do that in that game, but I'm still going to do it.
Yep.
So what else you got going on then?
Other than that, I've just been playing Borderlands. And that's about it.
So since you've been playing the Handsome Jack Collection, give us a quick review of the game and what you think about it, playing it again, and the stuff that you haven't played, and yeah, just a quick review.
I've only been playing the pre-sequel, so I haven't played that one yet at all. So it's pretty good. They did finally get their patch out to fix to get the bonuses that you were supposed to receive for playing previous Borderlands games, so that was pretty cool.
He's just trailing off.
I don't know.
He's playing Borderlands.
They gave us their bonuses finally. They put the patch out to fix all that, so you can get all your bonuses that were promised. But it's been pretty fun. It's been pretty awesome. Lots of humor. If you like the Borderlands humor, if you don't, then you'd hate the game. So
yeah. Very cool, and you you put down here that you got a blender.
I did. I got a Ninja. Got a Ninja blender.
You got a Ninja?
It's a 2-horsepower blender?
Yeah, 1,500-watt, 2-horsepower.
That's like the kind of motor you put in your air conditioner.
Yeah, it's it'll rip through anything you got in there.
So what are you blending with this thing that you need 2 horses of blending power?
That's what it came with, you know. I don't know. It's
pomegranates, just avocados.
As the Vitamix, but you know the Vitamix is $600, and this one's only $200. So
very cool. That's a beast of a blender.
Yeah, I've been making smoothies every day with my kids, so
I like it.
They don't taste so good sometimes when they choose the ingredients, but that's all right.
The price you pay.
You know the trick is to make a smoothie, Devin.
Put oranges in it? I don't know.
No. You had to freeze your
Jamba
fruit.
Juice?
No, freeze your fruit, man.
You have to freeze it.
Yeah, all my fruit is frozen. That's what I use.
Yep.
So, you must elaborate on this trick. Why do you freeze it?
That's what will make it thick. If you don't, it'll be like a mushy
soup.
Smoothie. Yeah, soup. It's soupy if you don't freeze your fruit.
It's not as thin as the...
If you want a Jamba-tasting smoothie, freeze your fruit.
All right, good pro tip.
Yep. I worked at Jamba for 8 years, so...
Of course I'm going to trust you.
Okay, you
should. Well, I do.
Well, there you go. Tip of the week. Freeze your fruit if you're making a smoothie.
Pro tip. Mike, what have you been doing this week? Unless, Devin, you had something else.
Nope. I'm good.
This week I have been working on putting in a new floor in my kitchen / dining room.
Dang.
How's that been going for you? How many tools did you have to purchase in order to complete this project? Let me ask that question.
I actually quite like buying tools. They're fun. So a lot. I had to get an air compressor and a nail gun. I had to get a concrete nail gun, which is actually kind of fun because you load 22 caliber bullets into it and it makes a really cool sound. Yeah. Cool. Yeah, it's so, good times. Good
so
times.
Mike and I were using this new machine because I've never used one either. And we were tacking down a toe board? What were we tacking down?
A threshold.
Yeah, so we're tacking down a threshold. And Mike's like, well, let's get these number 4 rounds, you know, like the strongest one you can possibly get.
Well, it said you would use it when you're going into solid concrete, and my floor was solid concrete.
So we blew these nails half an inch past where we were, the piece of metal we were trying to tack down, into the concrete. So we were just creating craters in the concrete.
It was pretty awesome.
Well, yeah.
Sounds less effective.
No, it was awesome.
Well, before we were trying to, it was just bad news. But it was fun. We got it tacked down, you got your thresholds down, and now we have lots of tools that you'll never use.
I will use them, by golly.
No, you'll use them again. Believe it or not, you'll use them again.
I will. I like tools.
I know.
Man,
you can build all the
things. 5 years, but...
That's true. It might be, you know, every 5 years or so, but still.
But I know if I ever need a nail gun, I know who to call now.
That's exactly right. That's why you do it, to have them.
So, Paige, what have you been up to this week besides making up a Borderlands quiz?
Well, yesterday I had one of my buddies come over, and he was showing me some jiu-jitsu moves, trying to get me my fat butt in shape. So, pretty sore. He kicked my trash. It was awesome.
So basically, you just had a guy come over to your house and beat you up.
Pretty much.
Did you pay for this service?
No. Well,
we don't want to go there. That's something else.
All right.
Yeah. No, but it
in
is
some states it's considered illegal.
Hopefully more often. So I needed a sparring partner, and so did he. So we got together and beat each other up.
Pretty cool.
It was awesome.
Sounds exciting.
That's about it.
Justin, what do you got going on?
Getting ready for the baby. Been doing a little bit of reading.
Oh, come on, don't lie.
That's always dangerous.
Reading some of this, it is, you know, because I'm not a reader.
I know, that's why I'm like.
If any new dads out there, there's a book called Be Prepared, a practical handbook for new dads. It's actually pretty funny, pretty informative. Got a lot of tips for, you know, dealing with, you know, colicky babies and stuff like that. So, and then I downloaded the free-to-play MMO Neverwinter on Xbox. That's actually pretty cool. I'm playing a little bit of that.
So what are your first initial impressions when you started up the game and played it? Because I did also.
I started it, played it, and I was like, wow, the graphics are kind of crappy. Then I was like, well, it's a free game, so I don't really care. And then I started playing it, and I found a character that I actually really liked playing, and it stuck with it and started getting more abilities and stuff like that. And it's pretty good. I think you have to just get into it.
I picked it up. I downloaded it. And I don't know, I couldn't get into it. Like, I first started, I picked like a sorcerer mage type character, got in. I saw the initial like tiny little wolves that you fight in the first area, and I'm like, this is giving me flashbacks to WoW, and I don't know if I want to do that on the console, so I uninstalled it.
So did you get into WoW is what you're saying?
Well, you didn't just get into it.
Well, yeah, I got pretty addicted to it. I'll be right back, guys, if you could keep talking about what you guys did.
That's pretty much it. Oh, I picked up Bloodborne for the PS4. I know that's probably like bringing up the devil in church.
To punish yourself? Is that...
It's actually not as punishing as the Dark Souls. It's a lot less intense. I think so. I don't know. A lot of people could be disagreeing with me right now, but I think it's a lot less intense and a little bit more rewarding. I think, you know, if people are interested, I think they could do to wait. So it's like a $40 game.
Anybody else? Who's left? Tim? What'd you do this week?
Not, the only thing I did this week, I think, is got on and played Borderlands probably every night that I had a chance to do nothing.
Yeah, I was just thinking back to when the original Borderlands came out, and I was like, we didn't play anything else with this game for, like, months.
Yeah.
It was a lot longer than months, it feels like.
Yeah, well, I mean, I had 36 days worth of time or whatever put into that.
Yeah.
Shit, you know. But I'm just thinking, like, now we don't play games, the same game, for that long anymore. I think the problem is they have just way too many games come out all the time, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like when Halo 2 came out, you know, I played that game and only that game for a year straight every day, you know? And it's like, I can't care less about anything else that came out. I mean, I literally played for the whole, you know, every day for, you know, 2 to 3 hours, you know, for a year straight. And I'm just thinking, man, there's nothing now that I would want to play the same game every day for a year straight. Because there's so much that comes out, and it's just like, oh, yeah, I want to play this, I want to play that. But I feel like if I purchase it, if I don't play it right away and finish it, you know, I'm probably not going to get back to it because something else is going to catch my attention.
Yeah. Now, since you made that statement, do you think it's more because all the games that are coming out are up to par or as good or better as the games that we used to spend, you know, playing every day for a year straight? Or do you think the games are just worse?
I think the games are better because they're all trying to make them the same. You know, back then they were trying to make different games, and really, like, the games that we played for forever, like Borderlands or Halo 2, they were huge games at the time, and they were, like, set themselves apart, you know, from everything else that was out there. But right now, I mean, you know, you could go from Call of Duty to Battlefield to, you know, Halo, and it's, you know, they're all trying to be similar, or they're trying to appease everyone to try and collect all the crowd, but they just, I mean, I don't know, it doesn't seem like to me they're trying to be different enough to keep their user base, or they make it so it's so watered down to try and appease too many people.
Right.
You know, they can't keep a user base for forever because it's like, oh, well, I'm just going to be just the same, and so, oh, here's that new one. Let me go move over to that one.
You know, right. That I actually like. Or...
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
So, I think, you know, a lot of the games are on par, like you said, but I think, you know, because I have kids now, I don't have as much time also.
It kind of makes them, though, it odd, though. It's like the thing that I find frustrating is other than the games like Borderlands, I got to admit, I'm very, very disappointed in Battlefield Hardline. Online gaming is awesome.
Somebody was.
It's incredible. Yes. So, but anyways, I was just saying that, you know, it just... disappointed. The online gameplay is great. The graphics are great and everything. But they kind of went off beat a little bit, you know, other than the norm with the campaign.
Yeah, they were trying to be too different, I think.
Yeah, too different and took it too far extreme. And it just, you know, I'll leave it at that.
Yeah, I think the biggest problem with that game, though, was it should, you know, it's basically should have just been like DLC, you know, for Battlefield 4. Because they used the exact same engine, didn't change anything, just used all the upgrades and fixes that they had, that should have been in there from the beginning for Battlefield 4.
Yeah.
You know, and that could have just been downloadable DLC, you know, and they charged full price for it. And it's the same like, you know, Titanfall. Titanfall was great, but it shouldn't have been $60, you know.
No, definitely I don't think it would deserve that $60 price tag.
Yeah, since you left, Steven, we started talking about how we used to play one game for a really long time, but now we don't really do that anymore. And so we were trying to figure out why that is.
I will chime in with my 2 cents. Like for when I was playing World of Warcraft, I played that game for like 3 years, and that's a super long time to play one game. But the reason is because they have content. And they have enough content to support that, and they have monthly content that they're coming out with. They have updates that they're coming out with, and there's incentive to play. Like, one thing that I really like about Diablo right now is every time they come out with a new patch, they're adding new items that change your build completely that can push you to the next power level. They're also doing weekly events, whether it's 100% XP in gold, or, you know, double the treasure goblins that you can find. So there's always an incentive to log on and to play. Like, I think initially Destiny really had that, and I think that was one of the reasons that we all, you know, we kept playing. We really enjoyed doing the raids when they were new, because the raids are the best part of Destiny, because it involves 6 people working together and playing. But once you get past, you know, that level of, yeah, we can do this without even focusing on it, you know, that takes the replayability of that away. And then you get a new raid, you do that. And I think we probably would have played Destiny longer if Crota's End wasn't so easy. Because once we got over that first time beating Crota, I mean, it was cake after that. So there wasn't really anything bringing us back, especially when you have Zur, who's selling, you know, all these exotic items. Like, there's no point to really go and play the strikes, because you always are like, well, Friday, he's going to have new exotics. So I can just not do anything and go buy it on Friday if he has it.
Right.
You know, it almost takes away the incentive to play the game when you have someone like that in your game selling exotic items.
But he usually doesn't sell anything worth buying.
Right, and one big problem with Destiny is there are not enough legendary or exotic items to keep you interested in finding them all.
Right.
And it's even worse when you have weapons like No Land Beyond as an exotic that are just terrible, and you have no incentive to go out and find that exotic.
And the other side of that coin...
They just give it to you.
Well, the other side of that coin is the one that you're trying to get, the exotic you're trying to get, is nowhere to be found.
Right, like, and it's taken
out of the rotation.
Yeah, and they do that on purpose. Because this is the one everyone wants. If we take it out, they'll play more. And now that's the like only incentive to play. But eventually, even that incentive is gone, because you get to the point where you feel like you're never going to see it.
Right.
So, like, right now, I'm like, you know, I'll wait for House of Wolves and I'll play it. But they've got to do way more in House of Wolves than they did in Crota's End to keep me playing past, you know, past that initial month.
Well, I think that's why they pushed it back, because wasn't it supposed to originally come out like March 11th?
Well, yeah, that's what we were all thinking, that there was going to be, you know, it was going to be a 3 month or 2 month or whatever it was wait time in between DLCs, and now they're pushing this one back. Because I think they're realizing that, which is fine. You know, I'd rather them push it back, especially because I've already paid for it. I want to feel like the money I'm spending on that, I'm actually going to get something out of.
Right.
So it's like, fine, take all the time you want. I mean, you can't take too long, granted, because E3 is coming up, and it better come out before E3. Because if they show House of Wolves at E3 and then they release it, that'd make me pretty upset. Because I'm expecting Destiny 2 footage at E3 this year.
I don't think they'll have Destiny 2 footage. I think they'll have they'll release House of Wolves before E3, and then at E3 they'll show off their
or big Comet. Expansion. Yeah, the big expansion. The
big expansion. But for me, I mean, House of Wolves, I mean, I stopped playing Destiny, I think, before... Well, I think Justin stopped playing it before I did, but... Yeah. I mean, I was just, you know, the grind of it was just got to be, you know, there's no point.
Too much. And,
well, and they reward players that are just there, you know. It's when you play a strike or whatever else, people could just sit there and do nothing, and they could get the better rewards. And it's super frustrating because it doesn't reward the people who actually put time into the game. You could randomly pop in, you know, like in multiplayer. You could be the best guy, number one on the top for forever and get nothing, but the guy who just is AFK or just joins the game and does nothing gets stuff, which is fine. I mean, everybody should get loot, but I don't know.
Not that way.
No. Yeah, if you're the reason that the other team won because they got 100 kills off of your dumb self, then, you know, I don't think anybody's ever done that where they've gotten 100 kills and gotten a legendary or an exotic. Well, maybe, but...
And I think one of the issues is, with their multiplayer, with their PvP arena, is they have the Iron Banner, but it's not accessible all the time. And it should be. There's no reason that the Iron Banner should go away. Right. Like, I mean, the awards you're getting from it aren't better than, you know, going to the raid and getting them from the raid. So why are they taking the playlists away from the players? I mean, if I want to play big team battle, you know, let me play big team battle. If I want my armor to matter, the armor that I earned from actually playing the game, I should be able to do that whenever I want, not just on these weeks, you know, that randomly pop up.
Because they want you to be forced to play the game the way they want it to be played. But I mean,
circles back.
Yeah, I think for me, the House of Wolves is just too. I mean. Even if it comes out, like, in May, I mean, honestly, I don't even really care about it anymore for Destiny right now. It's like, you know, it took too long to come out, but, I mean, they had to take that long because they didn't have to have the content because, you know, people are tired of doing the same crap. And, you know, I don't know. I mean, when it comes out, maybe I'll play it. I don't know. I mean, I already paid for it, but, I mean, I don't really care.
You're probably going to play it, right? It's not like you're going to be like, I'm not going to play this. You're probably going to play it. So the thing is...
It depends on what else is out.
Yeah, it seems like it's going to be pretty dry until we hear anything. But, I mean, if it's good, I mean, I'll play it. If it fixes a lot of those issues, I'll keep playing. To the extent that I did when it first came out, I don't know.
Right.
But...
Well, I don't think it's going to... I mean, they'll try and fix some stuff, but they're still... Everything they do, all their updates, they still just show that they're overly concerned about people playing the game a different way than they want you to play it. And so they're always quick to patch an exploit instead of patching an actual bug. And, you know, when they patch in things like, you know, more vault space, you know, they give you... Deadly squat, you know, 4 extra slots or 12 extra slots for, you know, armor or whatever and weapons. But it's like, it's just, that just seems stupid to me. It's like, hey, you can have 4 more slots. that does a whole lot for me, thanks.
Yeah, I don't know. It's kind of interesting. Like the recent patch notes that they put out, they're telling us, you know, we have all this data that you guys aren't doing the Mars strike. You're not finishing the Mars strike. So incentive for you guys to finish the Mars strike, we're going to cut, you know, Balzbalric's health by a third. And I was thinking about that. I was like, you know, it's not the boss fight that people don't like about that. It's how long it takes to get to him, right?
Yeah, agreed.
I mean, that's where all the time is taken up, is getting there. It's like, you know, you can do something to make that fun. I think the biggest part of, you know, that strike is it's broken up by the stupid tank in the middle that takes forever to kill.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. What are your thoughts, Mike?
I agree with a lot that's been said. I mean, but I came in on Destiny, so it's kind of like my first game, you know. So it's like for good or bad, it's the one that everything gets judged against.
Mm-hmm.
And so, I mean, it definitely has some good. It definitely was fun to play when we were all doing it together. And it definitely has some bugs and issues that need to be worked out. And I agree that it doesn't seem like the right stuff is being changed. It's the stuff that doesn't really matter that gets changed in it. And that's frustrating. But yeah, I mean, I'll play House of Wolves when it comes out just to do it. I think that our group will probably try the raid just because that's kind of what we do and a way that we can all play something together. Because it doesn't seem like there are many things out there that allow us to play together that isn't just PvP. But yeah, I hope they fix it. I hope they understand that they need to fix their game.
Yeah, I think one thing that would bring me back is they need to like triple the amount of exotics that they have in the game. Because well, there's got to be a reason for you to play.
And make it like, worth
it's a
something.
Loot-based game. Yeah.
I really hate that I can only equip one exotic, because then what's the point? And the perks that they give aren't even enough to break the game.
Right. There's and like so, nothing. There's no combinations that you could put together of exotic weapons that would make you overpowered in any way.
Exactly.
Because you can't use more than one at a time anyway. So.
Right.
What does it matter if you have one in each slot?
Exactly.
Exactly. Because that's the whole reason is the aesthetics of it. You know, an auto rifle is an auto rifle, but we all want the exotics because of the way they look or the way they sound or, you know, so.
But I think that's another big problem in their game is there's hardly any customization.
You know? There's zero customization.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you can create your character and that's about it, but. Yeah, I mean.
Well, I mean, shaders even are hard to come by. You know, the only thing that we have control over, and they're hard to come by. And everybody has the same ones. Everybody's shaders are the same. Everybody's ships are the same. You know, the raid ships are the exact same ship.
Yep.
You know, the hardest activity in the game, one of the pieces of loot you get from it looks exactly like the other one.
I don't know what the crap they've been doing. You know, I mean, they had over 500 people working on this game. They had a 24 hours, you know, round the clock for over a year with a day and a night shift working on this game, and there's, like, hardly anything in it. You know, it's like...
So how much of that team was dedicated to already working on Destiny 2? Because, I mean, isn't that, like, one of the only explanations? If you have that large of a workforce and this is what you roll out with, I mean, it's like they have to be doing that, right?
I think they've – for the industry insiders say that it was basically what we got was from a year's worth of work that they started and they had to keep changing things. That the initial impressions and everything else that we got, you know, ended up getting scrapped because of problems or whatever else. And I don't know. I mean, they say they what we got was from a year's worth of work, and they cut so much else. You know, like all the voice actors and things. They had so much more work done that got cut from the game. And I think because they had key people leave because you know they screwed people over or what. I don't know why, but just you know. From everything that I've read or heard from online is just that they had started and changed again, and then Activision finally said, hey, you know, we spent millions, hundreds of millions of dollars on this, and it's got to get out. So
yeah, commit to something and do it.
Give us the product kind of thing.
But, I mean, they committed to the bad thing, you know, and for them to correct all the problems, you know, by the time Destiny 2 actually comes out, they're going to have to almost completely change the whole game.
Get rid of the light level. Biggest change they can make that would improve the game so much. get rid of the stupid light level.
Have attributes or something that you can change.
But that's our thoughts on Destiny, huh?
Well, kind of got on a tangent there.
Go ahead, Tim. What you got?
This is my thought, and you know, Justin, my Justin, just give me a second before you jump on me.
I'm not going to say anything.
They're following a very, very similar marketing model that another big corporation used. And the bottom line is they are looking at their bottom dollar. They're not looking at anything else and dictating on how they are going to make their money, if that makes sense. Mm. They're using a marketing model that Steve Jobs did with Apple when Apple first came out. And that's one of the reasons that I dislike Apple. Their marketing was geared towards, we're going to give you what we think you want. Not what you want, what you think you want. And we're going to tell you how we're going to use it. And you can't modify it. You can't upgrade it. You can't do anything with it. And we're going to charge you a buttload for it. And you're going to like it. You're going to think it's the greatest thing on the planet. And in my opinion, that's what happened with Apple. That's how it all started. That's one of the things that I had issues with. And Bungie's doing kind of the same thing in my mind.
Well, unfortunately for Bungie, it hasn't worked out for them the way it has for Apple.
Yeah, I know.
But, I mean, it didn't always work out for Apple that way either. So
it didn't when Apple first started. That's why they can't get into business. That's one of the reasons why they still can't get into government business. There's not a government out there, federal, state, county, city. Anything that'll buy Apple product for the most part is except because you can't.
Yeah.
Except for schools. But schools, you don't want certain things done. It's, you know, I mean, when the government or an industry buys a product that they want to use and they want to utilize it, but hey, you know what? We have requirements here, i.e., we have to put on our own firewalls to prevent this from happening, and we have to be able to do this so that you can't do that. And you know, there's just a lot of stuff that the Microsoft or Apple doesn't allow you to do, and that's why Dell and Microsoft have cornered, you know, government computer systems. It's just, you know, they listen to what their customers wanted. Hey, we wanted customization to our computers. This guy doesn't need to have this will tell you how old I am. This guy doesn't need to have a 486 computer with two RAMs. He only needs a 286 with one RAM.
Commodore 64.
That was literally my first computer at work. So it was very, very frustrating when, you know, I'm working with DOS products and Enable, and I'm trying to do things and I can't do it, but yet my boss has got a system that can use it. Oh, and we can't do that. Well, the government had to end up changing their mind. Just, you know, again, I know I'm going off on a tangent, but that's one of the reasons why they bought Microsoft components and Microsoft systems versus the more secure Apple stuff. It literally came down to that customization.
So hopefully Bungie will take note. And they will learn from the failures of Apple and from their successes, right?
Absolutely.
Lots to be learned.
Yeah. Absolutely.
So real quick, since we're going a little bit long, I'm just going to give a quick rundown of some of the things I did this week and then a question at the end that hopefully you guys can all answer. So I finished one book this week and I started reading another one. The first one I told you guys about, Pandora Starts, the sci-fi book. It's terrible. You should have never read it. Don't put yourself through the 36 hours of listening to it on audible.com. Terrible book. But I started reading this new book called Ready Player One. Have you guys heard of this book?
Yeah.
No.
I haven't.
So, Devin, what have you heard about it? You heard that Steven Spielberg's going to do a movie about it, right?
Yeah, no, I saw that this past week. I don't really remember. I've heard it being mentioned several times before, but I just haven't ever really paid attention to it.
Well, I will tell you why you should pay attention to it. First of all, I saw a tweet that Spielberg's going to do a movie, so I was like, okay. I heard about it before, like Devin, so I was like, I'll give it a go. So it's a 14-hour book, if you listen to it, off audible.com. So it takes place in the future, not too far. I think from what I remember, it's like 2050, and the world's kind of gone to crap. And it's about this kid who lives in what they call the stacks. Like, all the natural resources are being depleted. You know, the ozone's being depleted. So, like, land and stuff is really... The land that you own is really important. So people started stacking trailer houses on top of each other to conserve space. And one of these kids lives in here, and everyone has a machine that logs into the Oasis. And the Oasis is a virtual reality world. You put on your headset, you put on your gloves that controls your avatar, and you log into the Oasis, which is made up of like hundreds of thousands of worlds. This one guy made it, and he was obsessed with the 80s. And before he died, he put this puzzle inside the Oasis, and he said that anyone that solves this puzzle, they have to find three keys, go through these three quests. Anyone that finds this, they were going to take over his fortune. And he's like the richest person on the earth because he created this Oasis. So it's about this guy, this boy that finds the first clue, and he starts solving the puzzles, and he's going through it all. And the book is really cool because... Everyone's using this virtual reality headset for everything. They're using it for school. So instead of going to school, kids are just putting this on in their homes, and they're logging into a virtual reality school. All these kids log into school from this virtual reality headset, and they go to school for so many hours, and then they can go off and play this game. But everything is controlled. You order all your food, you can order your clothes, everything is done online in the future. Which I thought was a pretty cool idea.
Isn't that right now?
Well, yeah, I mean, that's kind of where a lot of things are going, I think. Because I was thinking of, like, the school systems. It's like, okay, you know, there's a lot of high schools right now that you can do online anyway. So eventually maybe they'll integrate this thing. So the book is really, it's a really good book. I don't want to spoil any more for you guys because I think I recommend it. There's kind of some strong language, but that's about it in the book. So I recommend that you go and pick it up.
I thought you said don't read this book.
No, don't read Pandora's Star. That one's terrible.
Oh.
But go pick up Ready Player One because so far I only have about 3 hours left. I think you guys would all enjoy it. It's heavily centered on gaming. The 80s references are really abundant in the book, so... You know, you older guys will pick up on all those, and you'll remember them all.
Yeah. I love the 80s.
80s were awesome, right?
Yeah. And, yeah, it's like everyone in 2050 is obsessed with the 80s because this guy left, like, his journal about all of his favorite things. Everything that he did was as a kid, and everyone thinks that they're all clues. So everyone, like, digs deep into the 80s, you know, time era, and they all dress like they're from the 80s. They all listen to the 80s music. They all watch 80s TV shows and all these 80s movies.
As it should be.
Already.
Yeah.
I know.
So it's pretty interesting in that sense. But one of the cool things that they do in the book, and this won't spoil anything, but I thought it was also cool because after seeing, like, the HoloLens presentation... So inside this game, this game designer created movies, like 3D realized movies that you can go into and you play as the main character and you have to deliver the dialogue in the same way and you have to do the same actions and it gives you points based on that. So I wanted to ask, if there was a system like that, if, for instance, you get a virtual reality and you could play in a movie as a game, what movie would it be? Ooh. And I'll let you guys discuss that because I got to be right back.
Ooh, that's actually kind of a good question.
What was the question?
What if you had a system kind of like what this book is that he's reading, mm-hmm. and you could be in it, and you could play a game, and you'd be in the movie, what movie would it be? Did I get that right?
Yeah, yes. What movie would you be in
yeah.
that you could play in?
Um,
oh,
Kind of funny you say that, because I'm in Fast and Furious right now.
That would be pretty sweet.
Well, I'm doing it right now.
Avatar. I don't know.
Avatar. Of course. I could be the main character to everything. I'd have to say Dragon Ball Z, Battle of Gods.
Dude, I watched that the other day. That was pretty sweet.
It's a good movie, right?
Yeah. It's on Netflix, or I think, or Hulu or something. It was good. That would be pretty cool to be that. I mean, are we talking about you're like that person and you have their abilities and stuff?
Oh yeah,
you're the.
I would want something. I'd be like a Naruto movie or something. I want to be like a badass person. Too many choices.
I was kind of thinking of eventually, you know, that kind of interactivity is coming. Don't you guys think with all the virtual reality stuff that is being pushed, that's kind of the next evolution?
I think eventually, but not like anytime soon.
Well, it's not going to be like next year, but
I think it'll be maybe 10, 15 years from now.
Yeah, it's like a decade away.
I don't know if anybody's watched Sword Art Online.
I have not.
Anime show. You have not? It's a pretty good show. About a bunch of kids who buy this game. It's a virtual reality thing. And basically goes over your head. Scans your brain and basically inhibits any movement outside. And this new game comes out, and the creator basically disables the logout feature, so nobody can log out and get back to the real world. And if they pull it off, they die in the real world. And if they die in the game, they die in the real world. It's
sounds
pretty
horrible.
Legit.
That's a terrible game.
Sounds like real life.
And,
sounds like where we're at right now.
It's pretty decent. That's the only thing that I fear that being an issue.
Where the HoloLens is going, you
it's
can't
the
get out. I'm
not
stuck in
it. Right. I could be Matrix. Totally going way too
hey,
deep.
But you know what, though?
Time.
If it was like the Matrix where I could learn things that quickly, dude, that would be pretty sweet. You know, if I could learn how to do something via helicopter, you know, be a kung fu master, whatever thing, within seconds, that would be pretty sweet.
Greatest line in the movie, I know kung fu.
I know kung fu.
Show me.
Show me. This is a trading product.
Oh, I did forget to tell you one thing. I did watch this Western movie last weekend after we talked. It was the worst movie I've ever seen.
Which one was it?
Super depressing. It's called The Homesman. It's brand new. Like it was highly rated and all this stuff, you know. It's just super depressing. It's just, yeah, no. It's horrible.
Whoa. Can you elaborate a little bit? I mean,
yeah, so he doesn't want to depress you.
The story takes place like in the 1800s, right? And it's Hilary Swank and Tommy Lee Jones. And so Hilary Swank...
I'm already depressed.
She's this chick who's not married, you know, super stubborn and is like has to be the boss or whatever. But anyway, so all the guys around there won't take. So over this winter period, three of the local women go crazy. You know, one because her mom died and like her husband beats her or whatever. Another one because all three of her children died within like 4 days. And so you see, like, then, like, they're just throwing their kids in the garbage, you know, like outside into their their haystacks. And then this other chick has a baby, and she tosses the crying baby after she's gone crazy, tosses her into the latrine, and just leaves it there to die. And the husband doesn't do nothing. He comes home, and he's just like, oh, okay, whatever. And I'm just like, what the crap? This movie is so horrible. But they're like. The whole thing is she's supposed to take these ladies to a hospital to help them become sane again or whatever. And she ends up going crazy while she's taking them over there and kills herself, you know. And she's like,
and this is a Western?
Yeah, it was a Western. It takes place in the 1800s. Dude, that based is depressing. Off the book.
Why'd you tell me that?
Because you wanted to see it. I was like, surely this has got to get better somehow. I was like, how has this got, you
Did
know,
you
like
finish
four...
the film, though? Did you watch
yeah,
the whole thing?
Yeah, I watched the whole thing because it's like and... four out of five stars, and I'm just like, were these people, like, drunk? What is wrong with these people? It's like, this is the worst
the greatest movie.
That's super why you depressing. Never watch the movies that have been nominated for Best Picture.
Ever.
It's like,
ever.
How yeah, could they're this awful. Be nominated or, you know, be...
It's because
people think it's
who nominate
good.
Don't know anything.
I'm just like, this is just
I don't listen to critics. Horrible. Critics are idiots.
And this has been Devin's Depressing Minute. Thanks, Devin.
Thank you, Devin.
I mean, it was... I have nightmares about it now, you know? It's like... it's just... You know, so oftentimes I think about, hey, Red Dead Redemption is one of my favorite games to play, but it's like... Man, if it was like that back then, I don't want to be there. You know, it's like,
yeah,
no thanks.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Rough. Yeah. Don't watch the movie. Don't read Pandora's Star.
Yeah. We'll we need to end on like
this
a high note.
The day.
What can we talk about to make us happy?
So here's a high note. Mike asks a question because Mike has lost motivation to play video games. How does he get it back? When you guys have lost motivation, what do you do to get it back?
Play a different game.
Yeah,
it's usually it usually is a brand new game that comes out that gets me back.
Bring
into
you
it.
Back.
If I stop, yeah. If you stop, because I think we've all had that moment where we're just kind of like, you know what, I hate video games right now. They're sucking the life out of me. And I think it's because you're playing like the same game and you're not just you didn't have the experience or that you had when you first played it, but then when something new comes out, I think that kind of like brings you back. Because I've had that moment before where you're just like, man, I don't know why the heck I'm playing games. I hate it. But then you really don't. You just are bored, I think, with what you're doing. So I think a new game usually gets me out of that rut.
Problem so. Was is he's been playing. He played Destiny for so long, you know.
So let's give Mike some suggestions.
There's pipes.
Suggestions.
I've got
get Borderlands 2, man.
Probably not the best suggestion for Mike.
Probably.
Why? Why not?
Borderlands isn't like the best like secondary. Oh, this is the second game I've ever played. It's Borderlands.
Oh, yeah. We want.
I would just, you know, get some of the free games if you don't want to spend any money on them, but...
I got what you like.
Yeah, but I think some free games don't. I mean, don't deliver. I don't know if that would be helpful.
It's true.
Well, but some paid
games
would.
Don't
deliver.
Yeah, that's
very true.
So from the current stock of Xbox One games, I would suggest Ori. You already have that. Play it, beat it, get all the way through it. Rayman Legends is really fun.
Forza Horizon.
It also depends on what he liked, though, you know. Like Dragon Age, if you like some of the stuff, it's like Dragon Age
Inquisition.
What is it? Inquisition.
Yeah.
You know, if you like RGPs, you know, that one's not a bad one.
Yeah, I think also, like we said before, pick up the Fast and Furious free standalone because it's free and it's fun. And it's a racing game. There's no zombies in it that I found yet. There might be later on. I don't know. But, I mean, there's a lot of games you can try for free. There's a lot of demos you can try before you pick them up. You just got to be willing to sit down and give the game a chance, you know, before discarding it.
Agreed. And I'm actually... Agreed. Yeah, and I've got all those games.
Then you're set.
I think that's going to end at our show for this week. Justin, how do people find us? Or Paige, whatever Justin you are, how do people find us?
You can find us on sixgamers.com or out on Twitter at @6_gamers and out on social media.
And Facebook. If they want to send us an email, because I know people do, they're dying to.
I know they are because they want to know how to get a hold of us. And they can reach us at the6podcast@gmail.com.
Yep. That's right.
Very good.
So peace out, everybody.